بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. I only have a few moments or minutes before my dear brother Sayyid Haider Bahr al-Ulum would go to the podium and enlighten us with his beautiful majlis on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. My brother Sayyid Hussein spoke about Quran, the significance of Quran in Islam, the significance of Islam, Quran in our life. And then he connected that to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And what does Imam Hussein mean for us in sense of his role as interpreter of Quran? Imam Hussein alayhi salam opens the Quran in the day of Ashura. He rides a horse belongs to the Prophet, and he wears the turban of the Prophet and the robe of the Prophet, and he opens up a Quran and he speaks to those people who came to fight with him, only to remind them that if this is the silent Qur'an, then he is the spoken Qur'an. He is the translation of that Qur'an. And if they choose to fight with him, then that means they chose to fight with the Qur'an that they all believed in. And that is the most hypocritical part of those people who believe in the Qur'an, who believe in Allah apparently, yet they separate Qur'an from it as a translator and its interpreter. Put in mind that our Prophet Muhammad in the last period of his life, in numerous events, he indicates that those two never separated from each other. إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمُ الثِّقْلَيْنِ. Even he joined his two fingers. He did like that. Just like that. وَإِنَّهُمَا لَنْ يَفْتَرِقَا. They would never depart from each other. كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَتِي أَهْلَ بَيْتِي. The book of Allah and my family. If you want to take the Qur'an out of my family, then Islam would be incomplete. It would be a disastrous Islam. It would be a fake Islam. You're not going to be real faithful. And look what those people did. The enemies of Islam, Bani Umayyah. How did they treat both Quran and Ahlul Bayt? The history tells that one of their tyrants, Yazid ibn al-Walid, another Yazid, not the same one who fought with Imam Hussein, one of his successors. One day he opened the Quran, and here an ayah comes out. وَاسْتَفْتَحُوا وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. Allah says that they initiate, and truly every tyrant is disgraced. He took that as a slap on his face. Allah is telling him that you're a tyrant and you have been disgraced. What did he do? He threw the Quran away and he started to destroy that Quran paper by paper, and by reciting some poets, تهددني بجبار عنيدي فها أنا ذاك جبار عنيد. If you call me a disgraced tyrant, I am truly a disgraced tyrant. إذا ما جئت ربك يوم حشر فقل يا ربي مزقني الوليد. Then if you come in the day of judgment to your Lord, you can complain to your Lord that Al-Walid ibn Yazid has destroyed me. So with one Qur'an, with the silent Qur'an, they treated it like that. And with the other one, with the spoken Qur'an, with the family of the Prophet, we saw how they dealt and what they did to them in the day of Ashura. And this itself, my dear brothers and sisters, tell us a lot. That the legacy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was being tampered with for over 80 years. For over 80 years. And let me tell you this, that you all memorized a surah in the Quran, and I'm sure all of you memorized that surah. And we recite this surah so often, yet not many of us reflect on the powerful meanings and visions of the surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadri wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Allah says that I revealed the Quran in the night of power, and you never know how great the night of power is. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. The night of power is more important and more sacred than 1,000 months. What are those 1,000 months? What is this 1,000 month is? This is the period in which the Amawis ruled the Muslims. For 1,000 months, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw in his dream a few monkeys tampering with his holy podium, with his holy pulpit in Medina, he was so depressed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to comfort our Prophet, who knew that he will be succeeded soon by this corrupt family. The Amawi family will take over and they will tamper with his faith, with the faith that he fought strongly to keep intact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. We have shown you this dream just to be a test for people, because you brought a legacy to people, our faith. And we're not going to force this faith onto people unless people take it willingly. Therefore, we will test people by allowing a chance to the Amawis. So don't be depressed. Allah will test the Ummah, the nation, through Bani Umayyah to see how people will perform. Yet, we give you the night of power, which is better than 1 month of the Bani Umayyah's ruling on Muslims. They ruled for 1,000 months, which is almost 80 years. They ruled Muslims. They tried to change the principles of Islam over years. They tried to take Muslims back, way back, to the pre-Islamic period, when people used to worship idols. The Amawis never asked people to worship gold, wood, or some other types of idols. They wanted to worship human idols. They wanted people to worship them instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted people to be distracted from their faith, distracted from their Islam, and just listen to a tyrant who imposed himself as the successor of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They only changed forms. Instead of worshipping an idol, you worship Yazid. You consider Yazid your ruler. You believe in your heart that he is the successor of the Prophet. He is the man who represents Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why Imam Hussein took it so hard to see those people, those This group of people who had no aim but to fool people, to brainwash them, to make them believe that Ahlul Bayt are strangers to Islam. When Imam Zainul Abidin came to Syria as a war prisoner, a man came to him, an old man came to him, who looked nice but naive. He says to Imam Hussein, to Imam Ali ibn al-Hussein, Zain al-Abidin, he says, Alhamdulillah alladhi qatalakum wa fadahakum wa akdhaba uhduthatakum. May be praised Allah who killed you and who exposed you. Then the Imam looked at him. He seems a very nice man, yet he is brainwashed. He doesn't know who Imam Hussein is and who Zain al-Abidin is. Imam Zain al-Abidin asked the man, have you recited Quran? Says, yes, but what do you have to do with Quran? You're a stranger, you're a kafir, you're telling me if I have recited Quran or read Quran? Imam told him, cool down. Have you recited Quran? He says, yes, I have. قال هل قرأت قوله تعالى قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى. Have you read this verse in Quran in which Allah says on behalf of His Prophet, tell them, Allah is saying to the Prophet, tell people that you're not going to compensate me with cash. If you want to compensate your Prophet, you would compensate him by loving his family. This is what Quran says. Then Imam Zain al-Abidin says, have you recited this verse? The man says, yes, I have. He says, wallahi nahnu ahlul qurba. By Allah, we are the family of the Prophet. Then the Imam asks him, have you recited this verse in which Allah indicates that the family of the Prophet have been purified by him? إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ رِجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. He says, yes, indeed, I have. The Imam says, وَاللَّهِ نَحْنُ أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ. We are the أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ. The Imam continued, when he continued explaining who he is and where he comes from, the man who was brainwashed by the Amawi propaganda, he woke up and he says, forgive me, my master, I'm sorry, I never knew that, because the Amawis have been telling us that the only family the Prophet has is the Amawis. They are the family of the Prophet, they are the cousins of the Prophet. We never knew that you are the real family of the Prophet. We thought that you're strangers, you're intruders, you are the people who are plotting to destroy Islam. This is what we have been hearing here in Syria, that your father Ali ibn Abi Talib never prayed for Allah. He never was a Muslim. We thought that you're not Muslims. This is the Amawi propaganda. Then when Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam enters Syria, and he enters that big assembly where Yazid is sitting with his people, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam asks Yazid, he says, مَا ظَنُّكْ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ لَوْ رَآنَا عَلَى هَذِهِ الْحَالِ. Yazid, you claim to be a believer. You claim to be a follower to the Prophet. What do you think the Prophet would do if he sees us, me and my aunts, being wrapped up with robes, being brought to your assembly as war prisoners? What do you think he would do? He says, فَأَمَرَ يَزِيد فَقُطَّعَتِ الْحِبَال. Yazid ordered someone to cut all those their robes. And then he says, but my hand was handcuffed along with my neck with big piece of iron around my neck. He says, they needed they needed someone to come and cut that piece of iron around my neck. When he started to cut that piece, the neck of the imam started to bleed because it was so heavy wrapped up on his neck that the neck of the imam started to bleed. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bi fina'ika wa anakhat bi rahlik. سلام الله عليك أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين